Blog Talk Radio.
It's Thanksgiving Day and we're gathered round. Little children make a joyful sound. And there's no school and we get to play. And we're all thankful for this day, except for the turkey. La 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 la, except for the turkey. There's a wreath of leaves on the front door, and we all say what we're thankful for. There's such good food, and there's such great fun, and there's such big smiles on everyone, except for the turkey. La 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 la, except for the turkey. We all join hands and sing the song with happy hearts and a love that's strong. We bow our heads and we have our feast. It's a lovely day to say the least, except for the turkey. La 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 la, except for the turkey. So if you're a turkey and you're still alive, you might kinda wanna hide, or soon you'll probably be dead meat. On this festive day, you're what we eat. So fly away to a distant land where people think turkeys are grand. Spread your wings and soar up high, and be thankful birds can fly, except for the turkey. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, except for the turkey. It's Thanksgiving Day and we're gathered round. Little children make a joyful sound. There's such good food and there's such great fun. It's a happy Thanksgiving for everyone, except for the turkey. La 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 la, except for the turkey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It is me, Mike Hammer, a.k.a. the Notorious MJH. What's going on, everybody? Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, we're starting a little bit early tonight. We're going to have it's 6:30 p.m. here on the East Coast of Virginia. And, yeah, like I said, we're going to start a little bit early tonight, do some Thanksgiving stuff. And then at 7 o'clock tonight, we're going to have Andrew Castanuela on the show. He's running for Senate in 2012 from the state of Texas, Republican Reagan style. And Dolly Miller will be here around 7 as well. So let's get to the Thanksgiving stuff. I actually wanted to do this tomorrow, but I'm not sure if I'm going to have time. So probably what I want to do is put this part of the show as a podcast up, podcast it, and replay it tomorrow, and I want to do another part of the show tomorrow. Like tonight, if you guys want to call in with, the phone topic for tonight is Thanksgiving songs, but not necessarily Thanksgiving songs. I'm going to play some Thanksgiving songs tonight, but not necessarily Thanksgiving songs, but any kind of song that reminds you of Thanksgiving that has a story behind it. It could be a funny story. It can even be a sad story. I don't know. But whatever means something to you and you got a good story behind it, call in with your story and your the song. And tomorrow when we do our Thanksgiving show tomorrow, our Thanksgiving Day show, this is our day before Thanksgiving show. When we do the show tomorrow, we can include that. And man, I was going to say something. I forgot what it was. It must not have been important. But, that's tonight's phone topic. And, I think that any place you guys are listening to this show at, you should see the number on your screen. But just in case you don't, the call-in number is 718-506-1815. And you can call into that number while we're live here. We'll be live for the next 2 hours. And if you listen to this on a podcast later on tonight, before we do the show tomorrow, there's another number you can call, which is basically my voicemail. It's actually a cell phone of mine, but I really only use it for the voicemail and stuff like that. I put it out publicly, and that phone number is 757-354-1662. I wasn't saying that slow so you could write it down. I was saying it slow because I was trying to remember it. I just know too many phone numbers. I have too many phone numbers. But once again, if you were trying to write that down instead of having to back up, which you can do on a podcast. But if you're listening live, I'll read it again. If we're not on the air and you want to submit your story. Any other, well, you can use this number anytime for any ideas you have. If you want to book guests on the show, if you want to be on the show, if you know somebody who we should line up, questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, you can always hit me up at this number, 757-354-1662. And the studio line, which, yeah, people have commented on this. It is a New York number, but no, we're here in Virginia Beach. The studio line is actually a New York area code, and that is 718-506-1815. So now we have some comedy, some funny songs, some serious songs, and we're going to do all this along with some stupid news, offbeat news, whatever you want to call it. WTF news is what I chose to call it. And a couple of these, well, all these stories are, well, two of these stories are funny. One is just pretty interesting, actually. The funny ones are men hold up a New York pizza place and they flee with the wrong dough. And the next story would be underwear invention protects privacy at airport. And that's like just become a real hassle lately. I mean, you want to feel safe on a plane, but there are limits, you know. You don't need these guys sticking your hands down your pants and all this other stuff. So we're going to get into that a little bit. And this one's pretty interesting, actually. Even it showed up on the Offbeat News feed from AP. It's actually a pretty interesting story. Israeli archaeologist. See, my problem is if I'm looking at a word, I can't pronounce it. Okay, so I'm not going to look at the word. Israeli archaeologist. No, I still can't say it. Now I messed myself up. You know what an archaeologist, people who dig stuff up, they found a Roman pool while they were trying to build something. Well, the construction crew found it, and then they called in the archaeologist, and there, I said it, archaeologist. Yeah, I can say it when I'm not trying. And then we have the video of the day, and, of course, it's going to be related to Thanksgiving, because, yes, Thanksgiving. And I was actually going to pick the featured video, but I said, nah, because I saw this one, and I can relate a lot more to this one. And I think a lot of people listening can, too. And this is how to survive Thanksgiving with your family. Because, oh, man, that can be so tough. I mean, it would not be Thanksgiving to me if somebody didn't try to commit suicide. I'm just, it sounds funny, but, I mean, it's like every Thanksgiving. So, anyway. Okay, let's play some funny stuff, because, I mean, look, it's serious, but it's not. Nobody's ever actually succeeded in doing it, but oh my goodness. And not just my family, just any place I go for Thanksgiving. Oh, I'm also going to tell you how to give a Thanksgiving double-decker. And if you don't know what that is, I'm going to fill you in. It's actually pretty funny. You may never get invited back to that place again for Thanksgiving, but it's hilarious. All right, so let's do a little parody song here, and then we're going to go into a dude named Dove. I guess this is how you pronounce it. I've never heard of this guy before today, but he's pretty funny. And it's actually a comedy skit. It's spelled D-O-V, Dove, I guess. There's no E on it, but Dove Davidoff. And, yeah, he's got a little stand-up bit that goes into Thanksgiving. So we're going to get into that, and then we'll be back with some more stuff. I guess we'll do stupid news. No, we can't do stupid news. See, actually, we can. I can read the stories. But you see, my internet is all screwed up. I've got a new office. I've got everything set up. I mean, you know, I mean, not just for the Blog Talk Radio, but I mean, this is nice. It's almost presidential looking. You know, I've got the big table and the nice antique chair. And, you know, I look good except for just sitting around in my T-shirt and shorts, but actual shorts, not boxer shorts, which is what I usually do when I'm using these, when I'm doing these shows. But I got to leave the curtains open so I can pick up a signal from my neighbors so I can get on the internet because our internet is down. We were going to boost the signal by getting an antenna, but the IT guys, the techs, the brain surgeons over here, they kept breaking the you got to hook up a Cat 5 to it, and they kept breaking it, and they've got it hooked up somewhat, but it ain't reaching where I'm at, where this office is. So I'm borrowing neighbor's internet. I'm not going to complain about it, because if it wasn't for their internet right now, I wouldn't be able to do a show at all. but it's not very reliable. I'm too far of a distance to pick up a reliable signal. So we're going to do what we can tonight. All right. Well, this song is sung by a turkey.
Can't stop this. Can't stop this. Can't stop this. My, 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 make me think I'm so hot. Make me think it's time to drop that strut. Around the bar with a heat in here. Can't do me no harm, feels good. When you know you're down, I still can't tell by the time that I'm known. Stuff this. Hold your phone, boy. Can't stuff this. Yeah, I'll keep on living, you know. You can't stuff this. Put down the roof and dance. Break it down.
Not the neighbor's internet. I'm talking about our internet that should be working. And this is pissing me the fuck off. All right, one more time.
My mother's a therapist. Is anybody here in therapy? Are you in therapy? Do you ever feel like these people connect things you had no idea could be connected in your life? Like I said, Mom, I go, Mom, could you pass me the salt? And she goes, salt, pot, it's all the same to you. And then she goes, what happens when the pot runs out? And I was like, well, first of all, the pot's not going to run out. You know, and second of all, do you think the pot could really run out? Why would you say shit like that to me? No, I don't get high anymore. Wow, but I don't get high anymore because I had a bad experience. Nah, you know you're too high when you're eating cereal naked and your girlfriend is like, put some clothes on, and you realize it's not your girlfriend, it's just a woman on a bus. My father used to get high in the bathroom when I was a kid, and there'd be smoke pouring out under the door. And I didn't know what was going on. I was 12 years old. I'd knock on the door. I'd say, Dad, are you okay? And he was so high, he'd respond with stuff that had nothing to do with the question. He was like, I'm in the garage. You know? I'm 12. I'm not retarded. There's smoke coming out under the door. And then he would deny it was him. Like, I didn't know. Literally, he goes, this is not your father. Who the fuck's getting high in the bathroom / garage with my father's voice? He was a strange, strange bird, you know? He was a strange guy. My father, he didn't say I love you in normal ways. He had his own way of saying it. One time, this is how he said I love you. He sat me down, and he goes, you know, I thought about having your mother killed. But this is the I love you part that came next. And then he looks at me after a pause. He goes, but I would never do that because of you and your brother. Thank you, Dalai Lama. You should be wearing an orange robe and wooden beads, teaching people how to breathe. You know, he had this strange way. He would go, he couldn't tell you how much something costs. He could only tell you what else you could buy for what that thing costs. It was like some stritty analogy competition with himself. I'm 12 years old. He got a new car. I said, Dad, how much was that car? He goes, you could take a trip around the world for what that car costs. I was like, what am I, a fucking travel agent? I'm in sixth grade, man. Just asking you how much the car costs. And then he goes, that car, he goes, you can get foot surgery and 5 acres of land in Arizona for what that car costs. Thank you, Riddler from the Batman movie. Could you answer the fucking question so I can have a dysfunctional relationship 20 years from now? And my mother, this therapist, would never, you know, after she thought everything was therapeutic. You know, like she was doing the right thing no matter how much pain I was in. She used to send me to school with pita bread. I grew up in a junkyard in a working class place in Jersey, and she'd send me to school with this pita bread, and the kids would just move away. I don't know a lot about racism, but I know that kids in Jersey will hate you because of the shape and color of bread. I would sit down, these little motherfuckers would scatter like roaches in the light, and I would sit there with that lonely pita, you know, and I go home and I say, Ma, you gotta relax with this shit, you know, and she go, it's healthy. And I was like, is it healthy to be hated? One day I'm gonna go crazy and they're gonna find me naked with a machine gun. And they're gonna say, what happened to him? And you're gonna have to say, he went crazy, but he had low cholesterol. You gotta stop it. You gotta stop it. And she would do these things therapeutically, apparently, she was under the impression that it was working. After my father died on Thanksgiving, she put together a slideshow about my dead father set to jazz. It was so depressing that the turkey got up on its own, walked into the oven, turned it on, shut the door, and said, fuck it. Where am I going with this? I think... What I'm trying...
Now that should actually lead us into our video for radio of the day, how to survive Thanksgiving with your family. And, you know, I'm telling you what, I mean, growing up, you know, from right outside of Philly, and our relatives, they all lived in Jersey, and, you know, I was a little kid growing up, and I remember, you know, like being 5, 6 years old, you know, I was older than that, you know, we went there all the time, but when I was like 4 or 5, you know, I was still young enough to be crawling, you know, like kids crawl around. I'd be crawling around under the dinner table, and I realized that all my uncles were alcoholics because they all had this jug of Pisano wine, you know, next to their, you know, like on the floor next to their ankles. They didn't set it up on the table, but each and every one of my uncles, man, had this big half gallon of Pisano wine. But, yeah, those were the good old days, you know what I mean? So, but, yeah, it's like, shoot, like every Thanksgiving, you know, it's like, I don't know what it is. I mean, I know my family's not the only one like this because I've seen TV shows and movies and serious stuff and joking stuff and everybody talks about it. But, yeah, I mean, it's just like you get your whole family together for Thanksgiving and something's got to go haywire and stuff like that. I don't know, and on top of that, there's always the added pressure of seeing all, your whole family that you haven't seen since last holiday season and stuff like that. And it's, oh man, you got to put on a shirt and tie, and you better wear cologne on Thanksgiving, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if you don't, that's all you're going to get for Christmas. So, yeah. I'm not a cologne person. So once a year I'll wear it, and then it's Thanksgiving, because I don't want cologne for Christmas. But, yeah, all that stuff aside, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this video. For those of you who are not from a dysfunctional family, you know, good for you, but hope you find some humor in this. This is actually a serious video, but...
How to survive Thanksgiving with your family. Forced feeding, intrusive questions, tipsy relatives, stuffing. It's all part of Thanksgiving's charm, if you know how to finesse it. You will need a relaxation strategy, a party rental company, some little white lies, a hearty appetite, and gratitude. Optional, miniature bottles of liquor, and extra therapy sessions. Step 1. Prepare yourself for the stress ahead by practicing deep breathing, meditating, or stocking up on mini bottles of booze that can be hidden in your clothes. If you are seeing a therapist, now would be a good time to book an extra appointment or two. Step 2. Before your mom can ask, "Are you seeing anyone?" or your dad can demand, "When are you going to get a real job?" slyly hint at a potential romance, career advancement, Nobel Peace Prize nomination, then refuse to say another word lest you jinx it. Step 3. Give your hostess, especially if that hostess is you, the perfect gift. Rent dishes from a caterer. No more spending hours up to your elbows in turkey grease while the men in the family act like dishwashing is tantamount to castration. Step 4. When it's time to go around the table and state what you're grateful for, have a sentimental spiel ready about the person at the table whom you like least. It will completely throw them off their game. Step 5. Go ahead and gorge yourself. Though it is widely believed that people pack on 5 to 10 pounds during the holiday season, the truth is that the average person gains less than a pound. Step 6. When all is said and done, be grateful that you are healthy enough to be celebrating Thanksgiving, prosperous enough to have to worry about overeating, and lucky enough to have loved ones to share the day with. Did you know? Chardonnay is the perfect wine to pair with turkey. If you prefer red, make it a Pinot Noir and serve it slightly chilled.
Turkey in your belly time, turkey in your belly time, turkey in your belly time. Now where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Now here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go. Now turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly. Do the turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly with a big drumstick. Do the turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly with a big drumstick. Now where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Now here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go. Now turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly. Do the turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly with a big drumstick. Do the turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly, turkey in your belly with a big drumstick. Now break it down and eat. 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 Now where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Now here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Now turkey in your belly. Turkey in your belly. Turkey in your belly. Turkey in your belly. Do the turkey in your belly. Turkey in your belly. Turkey in your belly with the.
All right, and just to you know, still with the seasonal holidays thing and stuff like that, and tomorrow is Thanksgiving, so if you have food and family and friends and stuff like that, you know, just be thankful for that alone, because there's a lot of people in the world who don't have that kind of stuff. And, you know, like there's food banks and stuff like that, that are doing extra work this time of year to make sure that everybody has food on the table. And I mean, that's one thing, but, you know, family and friends, you know, that's something else, you know. But there's one song that, I mean, it probably came out when I was about 14 or 15 years old, and they redid the song last year. It's We Are the World, and they redid it last year, the 2009 version. It was like the 25th anniversary edition or something like that, and it was sponsored by Starbucks. And it was cool because it had people from all over the world doing little parts, and they put it all together. And it was really awesome. Or the idea, the concept was really, really awesome. So I watched the finished video. And, you know, the video was, you know, they just produced it and came out on YouTube. And I got the alert, and I couldn't wait to watch the video. And no, I wasn't in it. I couldn't wait to watch the video, and I click on this video, and who did they pick to start the video, the first verse? Freaking Justin Bieber. I mean, come on. So I admire the effort and all that, but I really think the original is a lot better. And, crap, I could run down the list of celebrities in this, but Michael Jackson is in it, and just a whole bunch of other people. So this is 1985 original version of We Are the World.
There comes a time
everybody. Yeah, that's going to be our day before Thanksgiving show. Now we're going to go into the Cast for Senate show, and me, Mr. Andrew Castanueta, running for Senate in 2012 from the great state of Texas, Republican Reagan style. And we'll be back tomorrow with our actual Thanksgiving Day show. So y'all have a good one, and if you're not here tomorrow, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And let's listen to the turkey one more time, then we'll go into the Cast for Senate. That's not the turkey. What's wrong with me? Where is the turkey? There she is.
And you helped me incubate, and now you're back.
You have been listening to the MJ8.
Hello? Anybody there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. For a second, I lost everybody.
Yeah.
Where's Mike?
You there, Dolly?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Where's Mike? Is, you know, all of a sudden we lost Mike.
Well, I heard him briefly earlier saying something about he's going to play the turkey song, and that's where a Survivor song came on.
J.H. Experience with co-host Dolly Miller Brennan. You are listening to the MJH Experience on Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds like some technical difficulties.
Doesn't it, though? I've got it on the other phone. Hey, Mike, are you there? I don't know if we're on the air or if we're not. because I don't hear him anywhere.
I hear on the computer it's getting playback back and forth, like a record and then playback.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's on there. You know, sometimes I wonder when we get these glitches.
Uh-huh.
If it's not a deliberate manipulation of online waves.
Oh, well, the FCC just passed a they're going to control the internet, so
I'm wondering if sometimes if we don't get a deliberate manipulation trying to prevent us from So I don't know if we're on the air or if we're not. You just don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's what it's recording back and forth and goes back on the air and then it cuts off. And
I had to cut out again. But if I don't hear Mike, I know we got a problem.
Yeah, because I think he controls the switchboard and everything. So.
Yeah, he does. So I don't know what's happening here. And I do wonder if it's not a deliberate manipulation of the airwaves. I'm beginning to wonder if we don't have a religious battle going on in the world. I mean, I was researching today, and Christians in Egypt and in Iraq are being persecuted, and I'm just wondering about that.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was trying to decide exactly what I wanted to talk about this week, and there was just so much that was just popping up. And
oh, my God, there is so much.
God, you know what? And I was just telling my wife, I said, you know, Diane, it's just so much evil in the world right now that it's depressing. It's frustrating. It's you know, it really tests one faith. I'll put it that way. You're really going to have to stick to it and to want to, you know, to stand up for what's right.
I have a link I'm going to send to you. I didn't want to discuss it tonight. I discussed it with Reverend Rice because it was, you know, in that area. I combined politics and religion, and I didn't I didn't know if you wanted
what you wanted
to do with it. So I will just send you the link, and then you can decide if you want to touch it. You know, it is going on, so, you know, it's not like it isn't going on. It is going on.
No, it is. I just kind of, if I was a karma kind of person, so to speak, it's just this negative energy that's just totally overcome.
Isn't it though?
Any light that there is to give people hope that, you know, it's just bad. It really is. I mean, from North Korea to FCC to, you know, everything's just kind of got me down a little bit, to be honest with you. I'm saying, God almighty, what?
It really is. It seems like we're battling it all the time. We're just constantly battling it. And it started to develop this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, I personally think it developed after Obama came into office. It's like there was an explosion of it, like, because I think when one evil reaches out.